It was a bright blue summer morn when the questers and their party of well-wishers left Redwall Abbey. Above the breeze, the sky was ridged with high white clouds, patterned like rippled sand after the tide leaves a beach. Many Redwallers had turned out to march along with the five to the River Moss. They lined the banks, passing supplies from port to port to the shrews aboard four log boats. Abbot Saxtus embraced the shrew chieftain warmly.
Log-a-log, old friend. Thank you for the warmth and help you have always shown to us.
Log-a-log brushed aside the compliment modestly.
Aye, Gowsom, the guerrilla union of shrews in Mossflower. That's us, always here to help our chums. But let's go over these plans again, Father Abbot. You say that I've got to take your five to the sea in our log boats. Fair enough. But what happens then?
Saxtus hemmed and hawed as he filled a beaker with October ale for the shrew, knowing he was about to ask rather a lot from the chieftain of the Gowsoon.
It's rather hard to explain.
Log-a-log sipped his ale, both eyes never leaving Saxtus.
Come on, spit it out, Saxtus. What do you really want?
Plucking up courage, the abbot ventured forth on his tale from the night of Joseph's dream. Log-a-log sat swirling the ale in his beaker as he listened open-mouthed to the strange story. When Saxtus had finished, he looked hopefully at the shrew, asking,
Well, my old friend, what do you say?
Log-a-log sat silent a while, watching his quarrelsome tribe of Gowsham shrews, small, spiky-faired, each wearing a coloured headband, broad belt and short rapier. They argued and fought constantly over who would sit where, which paddle was to be wielded by one or another, how best to stow the supplies and accommodate the passengers. The gruff bass voices and aggressive manners marked them indelibly as Gowsham shrews. Log-a-log shook his head.
Adventures, quests, battles, and the season knows what. That's just what my tribe needs. They're getting too fat and argumentative sitting on the riverbank fishing their days away. But I'm afraid we don't have what you want, Saxtus. Let me explain. A shrew log boat is fine for rivers, streams and big lakes. But you couldn't put to sea in one. They're not built big or strong enough to stand high seas, waves or gales. A good storm would send our log boat straight to the bottom. That's the truth, friend.
Saxtus was crestfallen. All the hopes and plans of Redwall's five questers had been dashed by Log-a-log's announcements. Then the shrew's eyes twinkled merrily, and he slapped the abbot's back soundly.
Cheer up, old frog features! I didn't say I wouldn't help, did I? There's more than one way of shelling an acorn. Ha! Imagine trying to leave the Gowsome out of adventures and battles and so on!